How Can We Rejoice in Our Sufferings? By Amanda Eidelman, read by Ellie Johnson. More than that, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Romans 5:3-5. While facing hardships in this life is inevitable, there are some surprising lessons to be learned when we are forced to walk through seasons filled with difficulties. What is most unexpected is that as believers, we have access to unexplainable joy, even in the most difficult circumstances. Where is this unreasonable joy found? We find it when we fix our eyes on Jesus in our moments of need. Hebrews 12:2 says, "Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith, for the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." We pause in the midst of facing life's scary unknowns, and we quiet our hearts in prayer before the Lord. Let his word, filled with truth, permeate our minds. Take time to invite him into the scary places and grasp for the peace that he promises us. God is the only one with the power to protect our lives, guide our steps, and give us joy beyond our circumstances. If you are struggling, replace the voice of fear and negativity for God's words of hope and truth for your life. In times of confusion, loss, or suffering, we're most in need of God's wisdom for our lives. James 1:5 says, "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given to him." God knows the unknowable, and he generously will reveal to us what we need to know if we are willing to humbly ask him to direct our steps. The leader of our lives should be Jesus. He is the one that guides us in big ways and tiny ways. Once we surrender to his plan for our lives, we can let go of the angst that comes when we're trying to navigate our lives all on our own. A result of loss is gratitude. Our short-sighted minds often struggle to see the full value of something until we experience separation from it. Sometimes, suffering develops a deeper sense of appreciation in us that gives birth to new joy in our life. It's like the changing of the seasons. We cannot appreciate the beauty of spring without experiencing the barrenness of winter. God gives us new eyes to see our lives through fresh lenses when we walk through trials and suffering. He does not let our brokenness go to waste, but uses it as a teacher. He allows these moments to be redefined as places where we see his faithfulness in our lives, his mighty peace at work, and where our faith rises up in a new way. God gives us supernatural joy that acts as our strength when we rely on him in the dark seasons of our life. This does not mean that we ignore the sadness around us, but he can actually give us the strength to lean into the dark places and be the light of Jesus to those suffering around us. This is all true because as Christ followers, we have access to the one true hope for our world. As you face trials of many kinds, the prayer for you is that the joy of the Lord will be your strength. Nehemiah 8:10.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hi, friend. Are you stressed, maybe even worried about so many needs around you that you've forgotten you are worth taking care of too? Well, I'm Bonnie Gray, the host of Breathe, the Stressless Podcast. I want to invite you to join me as I share practical tips based on science, inspired by God's Word, to help you spark joy and restore God's peace and love to your soul. Subscribe now and go to lifeaudio.com.